From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. When we heard this morning that actor Tony Curtis died last night at age 85, we thought first of his comic roles, especially his hilarious cross-dressing triumph with Jack Lemmon in Some Like It Hot.
Joe, we've got to get out of town. Maybe we should grow beards.
We are getting out of town, but we're going to shave.
Shave?
Shave.
At a time like this, those guys got machine guns ready to blast our heads off. You want to shave?
Shave our legs, stupid.
But comedy was just part of the story of Tony Curtis. He was capable of serious roles, too. He was nominated for an Oscar for a 1958 role as a convict in The Defiant Ones. In that picture, he played a white Southern bigot chained to a black man, played by Sidney Poitier.
I'm going to buy me a pair of buckskin shoes and a good-looking gal. Come on, boy, you got a free arm. Come on, boy, hit it. Come on, boy, hit it now.
And then there was his hustling New York press agent in The Sweet Smell of Success.
Nobody believes in a press agent, Temple, if he makes claims he can't produce. When I tell a client I can get him space in Hunsiger's column, it's not talk.
Author Barry Paris helped Tony Curtis write his 1993 autobiography and spent time with the actor. Tell us about the era in which Tony Curtis became a movie actor and how that conditioned his career.
Well, I think the best way to give you an idea of who Tony Curtis was to just relate a little story of my first meeting with him when we were discussing doing the book. He asked me to come out, and I did, and we had never met, and we introduced ourselves, and I didn't know what to say. So I said, Mr. Curtis, when I was 11 years old, I saw the Vikings 3 times in 2 days, and I just desperately wanted to be Tony Curtis. And he looked at me and he said, so did I. So did I.
Because to him, I guess he was always Bernie Schwartz.
Bernie Schwartz. He was not Tony Curtis. He was Bernie Schwartz of these Hungarian immigrant Jewish parents. And he spent his life really becoming Tony Curtis, and he certainly did it successfully. But he was always highly aware and not ashamed to let other people be aware of the fact that it was essentially a ruse. And, you know, after his success as a romantic lead, he had to prove to himself and to the world that he was something more, namely a dramatic actor as well.
Actually, when Tony Curtis played a Viking, it was a Viking who sounded like he came from the Bronx,
the Vikings,
the Lower East Side.
Was, you know, opposite Kirk Douglas when Kirk's eye gets taken out by Tony's falcon, you know, and it's just a wonderfully gory, bloody movie, actually, with the New York accent. It didn't even bother you that much. I mean, a Viking could have a New York accent a little bit. He could get away with a lot because he was so handsome and charismatic and fun and popular.
Tony Curtis was a movie star at a time when Marlon Brando had hit New York as an actor. Did he have ambitions to be the inventive stage actor of his time, or was he out to be a movie star?
Oh, I think he had a lot of ambitions, and they were not too clear in his mind. But at one point, he and Brando were friends, and he said at one point, you know, I wonder if the situations were reversed, if you'd done Son of Ali Baba and if I'd done Streetcar Named Desire. It's something to think about. But he knew he could do more than the light comic roles that Universal had in store for him, and he proved it not just in Defiant Ones and Sweet Smell of Success, but especially in the extraordinary performance in The Boston Strangler years later. This was a serious actor, and he was much better than anybody gave him credit for.
Well, Barry Paris, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you. My pleasure.
We're talking about Tony Curtis, who died last night at age 85. Barry Paris helped write the autobiography of Tony Curtis.